In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Perhaps it's not so strange that with the end of an academic quarter comes not only finals, exams, papers, but also a few questions. Is there life after finals? Is this really the vocation I want to take up and pursue? Am I really up to the task and the demands the office of the public ministry will put on me and my family? Who am I? And those questions put us right into the heart of Exodus chapter 3. And here we have the story of Moses, the one-time Egyptian prince, now a murderer and a fugitive shepherd in Midian, minding his own business, or at least the sheep of his pagan father-in-law, Jethro. And after 40 years of shepherding, one day begins to look like another, as do the sheep. But this Thursday morning is a little bit different. A bush bursts into flame without being consumed. A voice issues from that bush, "Moses, Moses." And then sandals come off, because this is no royal courtroom. This is no judgment hall or no temple, but a thorny bush that becomes and serves as the precinct of holiness. And with what but a word, Moses, the 40-year shepherd, veteran shepherd, is called to serve, and called to retrieve God's flock, God's people, a people held in hostage and in bondage south of the Red Sea. Strange, this God who chooses the inept like Moses to deliver his people. It is odd of God to pick Moses, and Moses realizes this. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Strange also is God's answer. I will be with you. There is no focus on the past history of Moses with the law. There is no rehashing of the dull routine of 40 years of shepherding. There is only, I will be with you. Already, the answer is being formed to Moses' second question. Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you," and they ask me, "What is his name?" Then what shall I tell them? The "who am I" question now becomes, "and who are you, God?" question. From the moment the bush ignited, God was answering that question. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. This is the God who makes promises to his people, and he is the God who keeps his promises. From that dark night, when Moses couldn't count the choir of stars up in the sky, to the day when son Isaac was given to him, to that time when Jacob, the descendant, became Israel, and his 12 sons would form the nation, God had kept his promises. And though there were 400 years that could erase God's promises from the memory banks of his people, those enslaved in Egypt, God still remembered his promises. For you see, there is no shelf life on God's promises. They do not expire, not even today. God still remembers. and who are you, God? That question is answered by this God who has compassion. I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I know their suffering, their sorrows. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians. God has a heart for his people, not because they deserve it, but because he is merciful and he is gracious. That is why God chose Moses and sent Moses. Moses may not be much, but God is, and he is with Moses. And to that question, and who are you, God? God answers, I am who I am. I will be with you. The stress is on being present with Moses, on God being present with his people. And God is the one whose promised presence counters every one of the excuses Moses can come up with. This God, Yahweh the Lord, will be with his people, and he will guide them throughout all the days of their pilgrimage. Yahweh will perform miracles to convince a recalcitrant Pharaoh to change his mind. Yahweh the Lord, he will give laws and legislation and leadership to forge a rabble of slaves into a nation. And Yahweh, the Lord, I am who I am, the one who makes and keeps promises. He goes with Israel, with Moses, and with you. The desert burning bush revealed, I am who I am, Yahweh the Lord, to Moses. And yet that name is to be tied to another, Yahweh Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, who heard the crying of a world lost in sin and enslaved and held captive in bondage to Satan. This Lord Jesus came down to our earth, took on our flesh and bone to rescue us by bearing the wooden crossbeam that would bear him at his crucifixion, at his death, for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world, your sins, my sins, all sins. And Christ's resurrection seals to us the new life that we have in him. He is the Lord God of Israel who has visited and redeemed his people. In this day of every and any kind of God under the sun, the one true God is the one who has wounds. The wounds from his death on the cross. He is Emmanuel, God with us. I am who I am. And in this week, each of us has some form of that question, don't we, of who am I? As to Moses, so to you and to me, God answers, I will be with you. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of John, George, Ron, Andrew, Mary, Elizabeth, Julie, and countless others. He is our God, for he has redeemed us, you and me. And he says to you and to me, you are mine. with confidence and joy. We sing, I am who I am, Yahweh, the Lord. You are God. We praise you.